Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap-up. And it was a mixed day for the grain markets and a volatile day for some others. May corn at 435.5, that was up 3.75. July at 448, up 3. December new crop 473.5, up 2.25. May soybeans at 1180.25, down 2. July at 1193, down 2.25. And November new crop 1183.75, that's down a penny. May soybean oil at 48.26, down 59. May meal at 3.3260, up 260. Old crop crush 82.25, up 125. New crop at 104.50, down 50 cents. May wheat at 5.57, up 1. May Kansas City wheat 578.75, down 2.25. And May Minneapolis at 646.25, that was up 6.25. May rice at 16.25, down 26. May cotton 87.14, down 184. July cotton 88.57, down 161. Again, that long fund position is starting to feel some pressure here. December new crop at 83.52 was down 58. Moving on to June live cattle, we're at 175.75. That is up 15. May feeders 243.90, up 133. June hogs 104.97, up 23. May milk 15.98, up 34. Orange juice 370.30, down 160. Crude oil 86.58, up 115. We had been as low as 84.64. We were trading in negative territory until about 1:30 Central Time. At that point, everything, the stock market, the bond markets, everything started moving. Crude moved sharply higher. There is some nervousness about heightened problems in the Middle East this time, Israel and Iran, and that appears to have moved the crude oil market. May diesel at 274.68, up 144, about a penny and a half. Unleaded 279.02, up 288, so just shy of 3 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 178, down 6. Gold 2305, down $10. As high as 2325, as low as 2298. Oftentimes during market upsets, geopolitical issues, gold is actually an underperformer despite what the general belief is. Silver at 2692, down 14. Dollar index 104.20, that was down 4 after being as low as 103.91. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 38,596. That was down 530 points. We were as high as 39,421, so we saw a pretty much a 800-point odd range there. With the S&P, we're at 81.47, down 63, a high of 52.56, so about an 80-point decline from the highs in the S&P. NASDAQ Composite 16,049, down 228, or about 1.5%, and that finished about 400 points off of its best levels of the day. Interest rates moved lower, and this all started again. We had a combination of things right at 1:30. We had some Fed speak from the Minneapolis Fed governor, thinking that we could possibly not see any rate cuts if inflation went sideways. We'd had some dovish Fed speak before that. Along with this, we had that sudden jolt in the oil market. Also, the administration demanded that Israel get a ceasefire put in place in regards to Gaza. So with that, interest rates turned lower. The two-year at 4.64, down 3 basis points. We were as high as 4.69. The 10-year now back to 4.30, down 4 basis points. We were as high as 4.37. And the 30-year at 4.47, that was down about 3 basis points. Bitcoin rallied noticeably on this. We're at $67,959, up about $2,200 a coin. So once again, what looked like a very calm and civilized day turned very volatile in the afternoon. Tomorrow, we will get the monthly jobs report, and that will be out at 7:30. So should be a little bit more fun in store for us before we move into the weekend. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.